Girl, hey, and welcome to another episode of That Real Housewives Roundup with me, Invincibly. Today we're discussing the fifth episode of The Real Housewives of Dubai. There's an Atlanta beach in town, and she brought her Southern Belle sass to the desert to kiki with the ladies. While Ayan and Caroline is on much better terms, Lisa is still not ready to suck up to Caroline, or Sergio's D for that matter. Caroline continues to drop serious bombs, which is sending Sergio over the edge. Do stay tuned until the end for a roundup review and our usual Leanne rhyme. Let's discuss all this and more, starting now on That Real Housewives Roundup.
Her husband gets his f***ed up at the round.
Marhaba, Habibi. We are back in the desert where Ayan told you that this desert heat hits different. Just ask Lisa Rinna. Whew, this has been an eventful week. Rinna almost got dragged from her doctor's table to the same desert by Lisa. Y'all, Brooks called Rinna a trash box, a la Nini Leaks, and Ayan told Lisa Rinna that Africa called and they want their lips back. Child, it was a la-la-la-lot. I, for one, hope that Risa got shaken up a bit, cause our Dubai girls rallied together and defended their turf as Rinna tried to come for the Dubai dames, yet they didn't even send for her. On this fifth episode titled Piping Tea with a Hint of Peach, we get the hint that the juiciest peach from Atlanta, Miss Phaedra Parks, will be gracing us with her presence, and yep, all she wants is tea. Child, piping hot tea, and Brooks is here to serve it good. We open this episode at Palazzo Versace, where Brooks and her cousin Sean are sipping on tequila cocktails while waiting for their very special guest, Miss Phaedra, honey. Feifei is running late, but when she eventually shows up, she makes sure to make a grand entrance, as only Phaedra could. Decked out from head to toe in black and gold Versace, honey, she came to show out.
Give me the tea, honey. I'm very thirsty today.
Phaedra is out here in these Dubanese streets, doing the most. Miss Thang is interested in buying property in Dubai, and she also wants to expand her businesses over here. Phaedra, Brooks and Sean are enjoying a lovely afternoon kiki while they school Phaedra on life in this dreamy destination. Brooks makes it clear that Dubai is her forever home. She ain't going back to Boston anytime soon. And when Phaedra asked about life as a black person, Sean and Brooks made it known that they are treated like royalty. And then Brooks states that they're beloved here. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. And here goes Phaedra telling the two of them that she's a chocolate berry. Phaedra is now more interested in the dating game and how to get introduced to someone. Then Brooks explain that Arab men can have multiple wives, but each and every wife need to be treated equally and have equal lifestyles. These men need to be able to afford these multiple wives, a sentiment that Phaedra liked. She said she's here for the organization of it all, and then Brooks suggested the perfect suitor for her.
I like organization. This might be the life for me.
You can marry my ex. He's available.
He cheats. But you're a screw, man. He cheats.
Oh, Lord.
Girl, we've only seen a glimpse of Phaedra so far, and she is the star over in the Berkshires on Peacock's Ultimate Girls Trip. My thought is that Phaedra has done her time. She needs her record in the Bravo timeout expunged. Ship her to Dubai. Let her join the dames. She'd know just how to spice things up. Anywho, Phaedra wants to be entertained and Brooks has just the right activity. A day out skiing at Ski Dubai where Brooks is planning to stir up some tea and serve it hot for Phaedra to indulge into. over at Lisa's house. Lisa and her family are spending time outside with their beloved pet and gift from Ayan, Miss Goat. Bitch, I've realized that Miss Goat is the T'Challa of Dubai and has lasted longer than I thought it would in this family, cause they say Jamaicans love goats. Apparently, Miss Goat is just being a nuisance, and the time has come for Miss Goat to go back to her mommy on the farm, because the damn goat is stealing all of the attention from Lisa. Lisa complains that even her husband will get up at night to comfort Miss Goat, and she ain't here for it. Lisa is now negotiating with the kids to let the goat go back to the farm, and they're not here for it either. They got attached. It's drama and tears from the boys. I guess Lisa waited too long to make this decision. But then again, Lisa probably really wants to get rid of the goat because she's tempted to cook it. She's been wanting to curry it since she met Miss Goat. Hang in there, baby goat. We are praying for you. Another one that we are praying for is Sergio Stanbury. Because listen to this. After all that goat drama, Lisa and Rich get a moment to sit down and she gives him the lowdown of what happened at Bijan's party. Child, she gave him the whole scoop of the mess that was Caroline Stanbury and how Caroline told her to suck Sergio's D. Y'all, Rich was not impressed to hear that. Look, this man knows Lisa's game is strong and he's not about to share. Let me tell you, I hollered when I heard him tell Lisa that she doesn't have to engage with a 50-year-old influencer. A 50-year-old influencer. Child, I'm done. Dead. Deceased. Bitch, that read from Rich gave me life with no parole. My future boo better gather all my enemies like that. Speaking of, we move over to said influencer's house. Ayan is making her way over to Caroline's after they supposedly made up, and girl came all the way to Al-Barari bearing no gifts. Ayan made a point of not bringing a gift, and what about it? Stand in your decision, boo. Sergio is out here barbecuing and Caroline is just happy that she managed to separate the puppet from the pole by having Ayan over alone without Lisa. They make a whole lot of small talk and Sergio Stanbury, our seventh housewife, is leading the convo with his new friend Ayan, talking about the upcoming wedding and their future baby plan. We hear again from Caroline that her kids are still not keen on the idea of another baby, but she's planning to have it and pass the baby right on to Sergio to raise. Ooh, that statement made the hairs on Ayan's back stand up. She's thinking like, why even bother? But when Ayan got asked about any more kids of her own, she immediately said no, since she's not prepared to put her vagine through that. As the conversation was flowing, we also learned something new about Caroline. I was happy to hear a little backstory of her life, since we've only been served the year and nows of Miss Stanbury. Caroline isn't a family-orientated person. As she would say, she's as prickly as a cactus. She's been sent to boarding school at 6 years old and only saw her parents like twice a year. And girl, that explained a lot. She values her friendships more, it seems, almost like chosen family. Then, on the other hand, we heard from Ayan. She's got 30 siblings back in Africa. Child, 30 siblings. I don't even know 30 people. Ayan continues to tell Caroline's son about her 30 siblings back in Africa, and he is very amused by his mummy's friend that wasn't her friend to start off with. The grown-ups continued their conversation about the drama at Bijan's party, and Caroline makes it known to Ayan that Ayan's BFF Lisa blindsided her. According to Caroline, Lisa came at her over the fact that Caroline didn't attend the Mina Rowe fashion show, and Caroline's excuse for not attending didn't fly with Lisa. Well, this little dinner party of three had a positive turn. So positive that Ayan felt it in her heart to invite Mr. and Miss Stanbury to her birthday dinner at Shanghai Mi, an Asian restaurant because Ayan loves Chinese food. and a theme, of course. When Caroline asked her how old she was going to be, she had this to say. Listen.
How old are you going to be?
My American passport says I'm 40.
Right.
My Kenyan passport says I'm 35. I was born in a village. I was not born in a hospital. I feel I'm like 17 in my soul. And I feel like my vagina is 12, so...
Oh, are we celebrating you or your vagina?
Now we're venturing out of town as Sarah invited Nina along to her father's house in Sharjah. When these two get together, it's like we're watching a whole other show, don't you think? Sharjah is one of the neighboring cities that's more preserved, cultural, and more conservative than Dubai. Abdul Wahab, Sarah's father, opens the house to them, very welcoming, and immediately Sarah decides to sage Nina the Emirati way. Next thing we know, we see Sarah placing the bukhur under Nina's dress, and then her own, and child. Didn't I just see that happening on Atlanta too, when they tried to sage out Sheree's bits? Well, Nina was on fire. Abdul Wahab isn't shy to say that Sarah is his number one, his favorite, since she was born. Sarah and Nina got treated to a collection of Sarah's childhood pictures, and Nina got all emotional, since these are the things that she loves to do with her Arab family too. But they're living far, far away, so she appreciates every moment that she can to do this. Sarah's dad also tells of him getting married at 14. To his cousin, Sarah's mother. And they had Sarah very soon after. Like, wow. Times were very different back then, eh? It's the next day, and we're at the famous Dubai Mall, where we see the queen of confidence, Ayan, strutting her stuff down Fashion Avenue in a grand, over-the-top black and white feathered designer dress. Definitely not made for daytime. Dancing and skipping barefoot with heels in hand. No shame in her game. She didn't even give a damn as the onlookers were staring at her. Give him a show, Ayan. Give him a show. Ayan meets with Lisa as they go to La Durie for a chit-chat over caffeine. Ayan tells Lisa about her getting things ready for her and Tasha's birthday, which everyone is invited to, including her new coincidence, Caroline Stanbury.
I went with a very good energy, like top, you know? I feel like she can be like a coincidence person to each other.
You can be a what?
Coincidence person.
But why would it be coincident? I don't
you know,
get
like,
it.
Like you're my good friend and she can be around me with coincidences.
No, that's not coincidence.
What is it?
I don't know. Acquaintance?
Yes, she can be like acquaintance, right?
Y'all, I was thinking, Ayan might find the English language difficult sometimes, but she isn't saying ignorant shit like Madame Diana over in Beverly Hills. Just an observation. Anyway, the chatter then progresses to Lisa telling Ayan of what went down at Bijan's birthday bash when Ayan left the table. Girl, Lisa finally drops the bomb to Ayan over the nasty comment that Caroline made outing Sergio's D. Listen.
Oh my God, girl, I have to tell you. Yeah. So when you got up to go find my phone.
Okay.
Sergio grabs my hand. Do you know what she said to me?
No.
She was like, do you want to...
Huh?
I swear.
She what?
She asked me, do you want to suck his dick? I was like, do you want to suck his dick? Not even, girl, I'm married.
Do you think because she doesn't do him and she wants
him
to...
Well, she said she did it. Because I said you do it. She said no.
From one mall to the next, we're over at Mall of the Emirates, where we're up for some ski fun at Ski Dubai, an indoor ski slope. And girl, I'm very happy to see that Brooks dragged Phaedra along for some fun and extra camera time while she's out here. Can only be good. Brooks took the time to tell Phaedra of the bad vibes between Caroline and Lisa, and that they don't know that the other is also coming out for ski day. Brooks is stirring up some mess. There you have it, Miss Sparks. Tea is served.
Phaedra said she wanted some tea, and when she said that, I knew exactly the tea bag I was gonna stir. Lisa Milan, Caroline Stanberry. Drink up, Pedra. Enjoy.
Lisa arrives first, then Caroline, and of course Sergio. Girl, when that Caroline walked in and saw what's going on, her whole damn vibe changed. She sucked up all the good vibes in that room, to the point where she and Lisa immediately gets into it, over Caroline wanting to wear her own ski suit. Child. At that point, Phaedra probably thought that she's back in Petty Lanta, cause it ain't that deep. Righto. They move onto the slopes where Phaedra and Caroline officially meet. Very pleasant, until Phaedra meets Sergio and didn't even try to hide a surprise, telling Caroline that she married her son. But that's okay, cause Phaedra likes him young too. A great comedic scene, of course. Anywho, the group get on with some ski lessons with their instructor, and Caroline lets him know that she ain't skiing. She's here for the kiki with Phaedra. She ain't got time for these baby slopes. She only does the real deal all over the world's mountains, honey. Ooh, the way that Lisa gave her the eye roll. Brooke says that she hoped that Caroline and Lisa would make up and hold hands on the slopes. But the only thing that Caroline wants to do is to push Lisa down the baby slope. While she does that, let me take a quick break. BRB. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of That Real Housewives Roundup. Join me each week as we discuss the latest antics of the housewives we love, the Roundup reviews, and my personal favorite, the Leanne Rimes. Go on, subscribe to this podcast, and engage with me on all socials at Real Housewives Roundup. Don't be tardy for this podcast party. Now, back to the show. Back. Now for the fun. We're at Shanghai Mi, and it's the day of Ayan's birthday, where everyone and their partner shows up. It's a fun atmosphere, and everyone is mingling while Caroline and Lisa are avoiding each other. Now girl, you already know, Ayan had to make a grand entrance, and in walks Taj with his mother by his side. Girlfriend is decked out in a fabulous red Swarovski adorned gown. Compliments of Amato Couture. Yes, honey, Fernone very generously gifted Ayan with this dress, and she looks every bit the supermodel that she claims to be. Everyone loved it. The vibe is good. They're eating, drinking, and being merry. Chris made a beautiful speech to his son and wife, and everyone is oohing and aahing and enjoying the Chinese food. Everyone is conversing, and Lisa tells Ayan of the drama with Miss Goat, and not long before, they're all discussing all of Ayan's hilarious and symbolic gifts. At that moment, Caroline realized that she didn't get any gift from Ayan, and yes, that was your gift, Caroline. Statements made. Now that Ayan and Caroline are kinda good, they just gloss over it with laughter and continue to chat about Sergio's wedding. Shit's getting real as the date is getting closer, family is arriving, and the two sets of parents haven't even met. Apparently the whole family will be staying together for 3 whole days. It's a lot, and Caroline is already over it. Nina makes a joke and mentions that her door will be open in case Caroline wants to escape. And Caroline is like, please take Sergio and take his mother too. Already a dig to the mother-in-law. Child. Sergio didn't like that statement. We then hear that Sergio and Caroline had a fight earlier that night over Caroline that doesn't want to sit with the family at the wedding. She is so uninterested, and it is pissing Sergio off. You can actually see Sergio is saddened by her views and behavior. Dearest Sergio, you're in too deep, and I don't know if you want to get out. But wear yellow if you need help. Anyway, Nina catches on and tries to be the voice of reason by telling Caroline how to compromise to keep everyone happy. Caroline is like, nope. Nina and Sergio is now trying to explain to her that it is traditional. To which she replies that she ain't traditional. Then Nina says that marriage is traditional, and boy, the damn Caroline drops a bomb on the Shanghai Me table by letting everyone know that she didn't even want to get married in the first place.
Family is family, honey.
Family is family.
Exactly.
Well, maybe I'm speaking from the Lebanese tradition.
And maybe I'm speaking from the Chinese phase, yeah.
Yes, that's traditional. Yeah, I don't have, but so is getting married and having a wedding.
Yes, I
do. I didn't want to get married. Where's my wine?
Boom. And now she said it. The whole damn table is floored by this fuckery. Y'all, Lisa clutched her pearls. Ayan snapped her neck. And Brooks called for her wine. Poor Sergio is sitting there in disbelief. This man stays surprised. Andy, I need someone on production to put together a 1-minute montage of all the moments of Sergio's shocked face. Like, wow. Sergio finally loses his shit when Caroline says that she refuses to sit at the table where the parents will all pass out. A mess. Ayan is over there like, I'm giving it 2 years. Things were so heated, but all got saved by the bell as the birthday cake arrived. They sang happy birthday, read fortune cookies, and Ayan interpreted all of the fortunes to her joining Taj at an American college soon. She ain't letting her baby go alone. As long as you keep Taj away from Erica in the America, he good, Ayan. One thing we also learned from Ayan is that she never celebrated a birthday as a kid. The first time she had a birthday was when she turned an alleged 18. So this is a new concept for her, and she will forever be celebrating each and every one of her birthdays. I love it. Next week, we see Caroline's family arriving for Sergio's wedding while Sarah is schooling Ayan, preaching and giving her life lessons. There's a poolside celebration going on with all the girls and Sergio in tow. Looks like fun. We also see Brooks flipping out on Sarah and her friends over comments of her raising her kid a certain way. Mama Bear ain't here for the outside opinions. Whew! Speaking of opinions, did y'all hear Brandy Glanville's new rap song? Girl went on and released a whole damn song. So let me air my opinion with a roundup review. Bitch, Brandy strikes while the iron is hot. And girl just released her debut rap single called Life of a Housewife. This is clearly a parody single, or damn well, I hope it is, cause no one can take this track too serious and read too much into it. I mean, it's gotta be for laughs. Or is it? Girl, I'll tell you this much. That first 30 seconds got me all the way hooked, yet still, I remained speechless for all 3 times that I had to replay it. Brandy was out here chasing after the beat the whole time, spitting bars with lyrics like, being here laying down some tracks, telling truth and doing it to the max, other housewives need to watch their backs, and she's spitting the motherfucking facts. We also heard about Beverly Hills' goddamn house stealing saga, and even Potomac's Candlegate. At least, Life of a Housewife got me laughing, and that's a win. Bitch, Be Easy is clearly competition for me and my Leanne Rimes, and I know that Lana Del Rey must be shaking somewhere. But compared to all the other Housewives singles, it's a no. Candy, If you're listening to this, hit up your girl and remix this mess and turn it into a bop. A la the undisputed tardy for the party. Y'all, it is what it is. Brandy in all her glory, doing what she wants. Apparently she's already working on a second track to be titled My Body. And if she like it, I love it. Can't hate a game. In conclusion, as much as I enjoyed this mess, I wouldn't even dare to rate it. I leave that to y'all. Check out Brandy's new rap single, Life of a Housewife, on all streaming platforms, and let me know what you think. With that said, it's time for my own bop. It's time for a Leanne rhyme. Hit it! With Versace on the floor and Phaedra on the slopes, girlfriend showed up to give the Dubai girls some notes. While Ayan celebrated her birthday in Shanghai style, our seventh housewife Sergio couldn't catch a breath or run a mile. His wife Caroline refuses to obey his wishes. She doesn't want to get married since she's already been a Mrs. Sarah and Nina is still on their own show, living their fantasy life. Unlike Miss Goat, who is being sent away to avoid being carved with a knife. But that's none of my business. Let me go listen to Life of a Housewife. Bye, bitch.